You are listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on the internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We're on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Our phone number is 832-704-9273. And this is the time for Quest of Hinduism, which is an interaction between you and us. You can today's topic is Gift of Giving. So we're going to talk about charity. You can call us here at 832-704-9273. Again, the number is 832-704-9273. So, do we have any comments on the gift of giving? Why should we give? And how should we give, you know, within our powers? So.
Actually, that is a very good topic. It's all about tyag, right? Uh-huh. Whatever we make, whatever we earn, it's all about tyag. Actually, this gift can be in any form. It can be in monetary form. It can be you put your own effort to help someone. You can give your time to someone. That's also, I think, a kind of a gift in this busy world, right?
Yes. See, dhanya, dharma.
Dharma.
And all these three are pretty much, you know, the virtue of generosity of giving in the form of, in any kind of a thing, whether any religion of the world.
True.
Teaches you that, you know, you do something good for somebody, not necessarily money.
Money,
you know,
exactly.
It can be in the form of service. It happened, such miraculous deeds have happened right in front of your own eyes, things are happening.
Right, right.
You know, I'm going to tell you a small anecdote that happened, that one of the young girls was studying in UT Dallas. She came to visit me, and she was going back, and she, at the evening, and she had a flat tire. And her dad lives in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Okay. So when she got a flat tire in the evening, it so happened that somebody unknown to her just stopped by, and they were, you know,
they helped her.
You always think, you know, two big black guys sitting, standing, coming out of the car and helping you.
Right.
But it so happened he helped them simultaneously. Her father was helping somebody in Washington, D.C. who had a stalled car. No connections whatsoever. Nobody realized what is going on. But
true.
Then when she called her dad and told him, hey, you know what happened? I got help from two guys who are unknown to me. They came and helped me. He said, are you really serious? And he said, you know what? That is what I was doing to somebody else. So
right.
See how powerful that, you know, you don't think in your mind, but whatever you do will definitely have good.
Comes back to us.
Come
yeah.
back to us.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, giving your time, giving your service, giving yourself to someone, that never goes in vain. It always comes back to us in any of the form. And, you know, we all have experienced that kind of a thing. If you help any kind of elderly person, if you even
yeah.
going to India and, you know, that person doesn't know how to fill up a form or, you know, how to interact with the officer or something.
Yeah.
If you help them, obviously when our grandparents goes there, you know, they always, you know, get help from someone. But
mm-hmm.
if we have helped someone, they always get help. So
yeah.
that's how the God looks at this interaction, that I need to help this guy because this guy helped someone else.
Yeah,
before.
And Hinduism especially, there are days in which you're very special, you give charity, it goes multifold.
Right.
You know, whenever there is a grahan,
oh,
grahandan,
yes.
people will come and, you know,
true,
ask
true.
For it. And second thing is, also during certain rituals,
mm-hmm.
you invite the Brahmins
Brahmin,
and
correct.
Support them
correct.
Because that is very important also. In
true.
India, you know, nobody takes care of them.
True.
Especially, you know, they live only through, some people make it a point to live through charity.
Mm-hmm.
which in those days was considered noble. Now people will look down upon you.
Right.
Yeah, so the question was what form we should give. And that depends on the situation. So, for example, if we are trying to do some relief work for Nepal,
mm-hmm.
there are two ways to do that in my mind. Go there personally and help. Secondly, if you are not able to do that, send money, monetary form, because other forms are very difficult and it's not practical also. So and they are also saying that please don't send clothes or food or anything. That will be taken care over there. For us from here, from USA, the way to help is really, if you can go there and work, that's fine. That is great. Otherwise, you'd send the monetary help.
See, everybody collect. You don't know how many hands it passes through.
Right.
So sometimes even with that hesitation, people don't give.
Right.
But your mind wants to give.
Right.
So I think donations has to be done in the proper way that it really benefits the person who is receiving
so
it.
So that is said in Gita.
Uh-huh.
Do it to the right person and the right cause.
That is very important, actually. That is very important to give it to a right person for right cause, because as you just said about the charity for this Nepal fund and all that, there are, I'm sure there will be like a lot of, you know, charities. They are not really, you know, passing those money to there. But so he put a right point that, you know, it has to be given to a right person for right cause, actually.
And you don't have to be under pressure to give it either, because, you know, there are so many charities going to be asking for it. I mean, you don't have to give it
forcefully
to everybody
asking
because you
for
can't.
Money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes you don't want to be under pressure. So it's always voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
So Sanatan Hindu Center been appealing people for last 2 weeks, and we received some donation. So I'm going to, for the Nepal Fund specifically, so I'm going to announce those names. The first one is $200, and he doesn't want to say his name, so I'll say $200 for a great cause from a really charitable person. The other one is $101 from Chaganbhai and Shakurlaben Patel, $100 from Kantilal and Sumanben Patel, Premal Joshi, $101. Dushyant and Daksha Upadhyay, $75. Vinod Bhai Patel, $500. And Vittal Bhai and Jasoda Ben Patel, $101. These are for Nepal Relief Fund.
So we like to thank all the people who donated. It was a great cause, and we'll make sure that it goes to the right people, and the money is well spent. The other thing that I was thinking is, once you give a donation and you think you gave it to the right person, then don't question too much about it, because you know, there are a lot of times some people can give you some answers, some people can't, you know, because we usually pass it on to other people. And the way I look at it is, if I give the money, I have given the money. And whether it's taken in between or not, I don't have to worry too much about it. Because I donated for a good cause.
And we will make sure that this fund goes to the right, through the right channel, which uses 100% of the money for the specified cause.
Cause, yes. So we'll make sure for that, you know. And we will actually let you know also that where we actually send the money.
And if you are listening to this message and you feel like you want to donate something, you can send the check to Sanatan Hindu Center, and in the note section for the relief fund, Nepal Relief Fund, address here is 10007 Mystic Spring Lane, Richmond, Texas, 77407.
And you can also call us and give us your thoughts and ideas. The number here to reach is 832-704-9273.
So, friends, we were talking about Buddha Jayanti coming up. Some of the tenets of Buddhism, the first one is to live with compassion, and compassion is one of the most revered qualities in Buddhism, and it is a sign of a highly realized human being. right now the people of Nepal need your compassion, and compassion just doesn't transform their lives, it's going to help transform your own life, because as we discuss, what goes around does come around indeed. But that is not why you do it. The Gita teaches us to do and to forget about it. But compassion is one of the cornerstones of Buddhism. So with Buddha Jayanti coming up and Lord Buddha being one of the avatars of Sri Vishnu, then it is but natural for a Vaishnava or a Buddhist to help change the world around him for better. And what better way than to give, to help Nepal, those that absolutely need our help right now.
And we do have, you know, talking about charity, all the Upanishads go way back before 500 BC, present some of the earliest discussions on dana. It states three characteristics of the good, developed person is to have self-restraint, dhammaha, and compassion and love for all, daya, and charity, which is dana. The three cardinal virtues of self-restraint, charity, and compassion for all in life is mentioned both in that of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, as well as the Bhagavad Gita, the verse 17 and 22. And actually in the Adi Parva of Mahabharata, it says the person must first acquire wealth by honest means, then embark on charity and be hospitable to those who come to him. Never inflict pain on any living being and share a portion with others whatever he consumes. This is called, you know, in Adi Parva, it is also said refusal and use of harsh words. Also, you know, if you have been wronged, and the word kind of a thing is Anushasan Parva recommends public projects in the form of dana. And that is what we are doing at the Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. This is a kind of a thing that we are trying to bring out the best of what our religion has to offer to the world. And Sanatan Vedic Dharma provides this kind of a thing, which is important to enlighten people because of all the misconceptions they have about us. Anything that you do is questioned, even by our own children who are raised and born here. You know, the moment they are born in the hospital, they are in, you know, we are in an environment which is in the mainstream of life. And every day they go to school, that is what they see. And then at home we reinforce them. And they ask us why, what, when. All these questions spring up. They themselves are so confused, and we are only half burnt. You know, you live in India a little bit. At that age, you don't really concentrate to learn what it is. And now we are half-baked to teach them what we know. I think, but the idea behind Kambhatiji was to give a true kind of a value, kind of a lesson in life for everybody. I think that was really commendable.
Correct. See, our generation learned to obey and follow tradition without question. And that was what our perceived self-duty was at that time. The generation that's now here, up and coming, is taught to question everything. Why this? Why that? And so education becomes important. References to the correct Vedic scriptures becomes crucial. And so for that, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism is there to disseminate information, Vedic knowledge, in the correct presence, in the correct light, so as to show that what is eternal is always practical, even in this day and age.
दाता एक राम दाता एक राम दाता एक राम दाता
दाता एक राम भिखारी सारी दुनिया दाता एक राम भिखारी सारी दुनिया राम एक देवता पुजारी सारी दुनिया पुजारी सारी दुनिया दाता एक राम भिखारी सारी दुनिया दाता एक राम भिखारी सारी दुनिया दाता एक राम द्वारे पे उसके जाके कोई भी पुकारता द्वारे पे उसके जाके कोई भी पुकारता परम कृपा दे अपनी भव से उबारता परम कृपा दे अपनी भव से उबारता ऐसे दीननाथ पे ऐसे दीननाथ पे बलिहारी सारी दुनिया बलिहारी सारी दुनिया दाता एक राम भिखारी सारी दुनिया दाता एक राम दो दिन का जीवन प्राणी कर ले विचार तू प्यारे प्रभु को अपने मन में निहार तू प्यारे प्रभु को अपने मन में निहार तू मन में निहार तू बिना हरि नाम के बिना हरि नाम के दुखियारी सारी दुनिया दाता एक राम भिखारी सारी दुनिया दाता एक राम नाम का प्रकाश जब अंदर जगाएगा नाम का प्रकाश जब अंदर जगाएगा प्यारे श्री राम का तू दर्शन पाएगा प्यारे श्री राम का तू दर्शन पाएगा ज्योति से जिसकी है ज्योति से जिसकी है उजियारी सारी दुनिया दाता एक राम भिखारी सारी दुनिया दाता एक राम भिखारी सारी दुनिया दाता एक राम दाता एक राम
We have a very good article in terms of listen carefully. It says that very few people are experts in the art of listening. Most of us are usually absorbed in our own world and are not accustomed to paying full attention to what is being said. This leads to the common complaint, "You never listen to me." Being a good listener puts you at an advantage in every place and situation. Whether it be a classroom, a meeting, a daily interactions with people or relationships with family or friends, if you would like to be a good listener, I have some hints for you. It says that make sure to make eye contact with the person speaking to you. Give full attention to what is being said to make sure you have understood what was said. Repeat what was said to you and ask if you have understood it properly. Do not interrupt when someone is speaking. Allow the other person to finish what he is saying. If there are questions, ask once he has stopped talking. Although this is the age of multitasking, be fully involved in listening to others. Turn off the TV and the iPod. Pay attention to body language. People often communicate more through body language than words. Do not be embarrassed to say, "Pardon me, I didn't understand what you just said." Many people feel silly doing this and pretend to have understood even though they are really not. In spite of listening carefully, there will be at times when you will not understand an unfamiliar name. In that case, feel free to ask the speaker to spell it for you.
सिर धरे मटकिया डोले सिर धरे मटकिया डोले रे कोई श्याम मनो हर लो रे कोई श्याम मनो हर लो रे सिर धरे मटकिया डोले सिर धरे मटकिया डोले कोई श्याम मनो हर लो दधि को नाम बिसर गए ग्वाल 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 दधि को नाम बिसर गए ग्वाल हरि लो बोले रे श्याम मनो हर लो लो रे कोई श्याम मनो हर लो कृष्ण के रूप छकी है ग्वाल छकी है ग्वाल ग्वाल
श्याम मनो हर लो रे कोई
Conversation of Yudhishthira and Bhishma, where you know Yudhishthira also talks about the chanting of God's names. He also discusses how to even the run a kingdom that is, you know, that Bhishma was responsible for the whole clan and kept up the reign of that. And now that Mahabharata Yudhishthira was taking up, he was discussing many things. And the last thing and the best gifts between people is explained as follows. Abhayam sarva bhutebhyo vayasyena chapya anugraham yat chapi lashitam dhyaya trivshi tayat bhyachate. An assurance given to all creatures with love and affection, an abstention from every kind of injury, acts of kindness and favor done to a person in distress. Whatever gifts are made without givers ever thinking of them as gifts made by him constitute, O chief of the Bharata race, the best and the highest of all the gifts. So when you give something, you don't even either think about it or you don't even want to say, I am giving it. And that is the highest way that you can give the dana.
Right. And especially I think just what you said, you know, we had a very good example.
Uh-huh.
You know whom? I would say Khambadiji.
Okay.
Right? He started this thing. He must have a lot of things to do on Sunday, right?
Yes.
He must have a lot of family things, a lot of, you know,
your
social life to live.
Exactly.
Yeah, if he would have, you know, selected, you know, while he was working, he could have taken a rest and, you know, wake up at 10 o'clock on Sunday and instead of, you know, coming to the radio stuff. But, you know, that was his kind of tyag kind of a thing.
Correct.
Out of his, you know, social life. And he was trying to put that. And what was his motto? His motto wasn't to make money, but to, you know, give out to someone. You know, give his time to someone for someone's welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what actually the tyag definition comes from. And that's
absolutely
what he fully explained himself, the
okay
definition of tyag and charity, actually.
Exactly. That's beautiful. Yeah, Vishwesh, you're right. And actually, you're talking about Tirukural, Kantibai.
Yes, I will.
And even there, which is also called the Tamil Veda, is also explained. It discusses charity in chapter 23. And Tirukural says, charity is necessary for a virtuous life and happiness. Giving to the poor is true charity, and giving expects all other giving, expecting some return, is no charity. And power to endure hunger, greater is the power to relieve others' hungers. Giving alms is a great reward in itself to one who gives.
That is true. If you expect something in return, then
mm-hmm
that means that will become a business.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm
not a charity. And you know, our lot of dharma, you know, if you have heard about the Agha Khani people,
mm-hmm,
the people, I think they are halfly from Pakistan and halfly from India.
Yeah.
You know, they also believes in whatever they earn, you know, few percent they always put back to their Jamaat Khana, whatever
yeah
their temple
right,
they
right
calls.
They
always contribute that money. And even, you know, that BAPS Swaminarayan temple, there are a lot of people, you know, they always believe whatever they put some money into the temple
mm-hmm
for a good cause.
Yeah. Annadanam paramdanam vidyadanam ataparam anena kshanine tripti yajat jivam na vidya. Vidyaya. Giving food is great deed of charity. Anadanam.
True,
you know,
true.
You satisfy somebody, you feel so much good, you know. I don't
right
know. Especially as a woman, when I cook, if I serve somebody, you know, even at, you just put one morsel of food in somebody else's plate. Now it is a buffet. Everywhere
buffet
we go and put for ourselves. But you know, the best feeling that you get when you serve somebody
by yourself, right?
By yourself in with your, and that gives so much satisfaction.
True. And you know, if you remember, you know, in earlier time when
uh-huh
there used to be like a dinner or lunch at home at somebody's place when they are organizing some spiritual
yeah
kind of a thing, they used to serve themselves to all the guests. They don't like, you know, just tell them, okay, come and get it. They used to sit down
uh-huh
and, you know, they go by themselves and serve them. And that's a kind of a different
and,
kind of happiness
yeah
that they get.
You talked about Agha Khani. When you go make a trip to Badrinath through the Himalayas,
uh-huh,
you know this Punjabi, they have a kind of a shrine in the Himalayas next close to I think Guru Granth Sahib. They have a lake.
Right.
Very close to that. And every corner as you go up, I found very strikingly the Punjabi Sikhs are doing it. I didn't see maybe one of Hindu. Free food for all the devotees. You go up, they have Punjabi Daba.
Right.
They don't take any money. Up to jo bhi man mein, you know, you feel like you can give. Otherwise, they give you one roti, one chana, and one sweet. For everybody growing that way. And, you know, they do an excellent service of another to all the pilgrims.
See, those people are also doing tyag, right? They're not expecting anything from the travelers.
Correct.
And if you go to Amarnath, Vaishnav Devi, if you see there, our Indian army sometimes, and even the local people, you know, if you go, if you pass by, they will stop you. They will give you some lemon juice. They will give you some kind of a milk, some hot milk with the saffron. They will give you, you have to drink it. It is good for you. And they forcefully, you know, tell you to drink it and have it and, you know, enjoy your journey.
Correct.
So that's also kind of, you know, they are feeling themselves so happy that they are donating someone, they are helping someone.
Yeah.
That's how actually the feeling that's supposed to be. And you also said about the, and after that you said Vidya, right? That giving education
Vidya
to
Dhanam,
children, right? That's also a big thing, you know, just said that, you know, teach someone how to, you know, fish other than giving him a fish that will help him, you know, to get the fish lifetime. And that's what, you know, this concept goes for the Vidya, that, you know, teach them to be a rich, don't just give them a money, just teach them. So that's also good, the whoever person teaches, that's even good thing, you know, to put their time for.
Oh yeah.
जन क्यों छोड़ दिया सत्य वचन क्यों छोड़ दिया नाम जपन क्यों छोड़ दिया नाम जपन क्यों छोड़ दिया संभाल लाल रतन क्यों छोड़ दिया लाल रतन क्यों छोड़ दिया नाम जपन क्यों छोड़ दिया नाम जपन सुख पावे जिन सुमिरन से जिन सुमिरन से अति सुख पावे जिन सुमिरन से अति सुख पावे तिन सुमिरन क्यों छोड़ दिया तिन सुमिरन क्यों छोड़ दिया नाम जपन 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 क्यों छोड़ दिया भगवान भरोसे खालस एक भगवान भरोसे खालस एक भगवान वचन क्यों छोड़ दिया नाम जपन क्यों छोड़ दिया नाम जपन क्यों छोड़ दिया नाम
Okay, in the words of Swami Vivekananda, his lecture in Karma Yoga, the topic is to be an ideal householder is more difficult than to be an ideal sannyasi. And don't we know it all, that those of us that are householders. The idea of complete sacrifice by a householder is illustrated in a story of Mahabharata. After the battle of Kurukshetra, the five Pandav brothers performed a great sacrifice and made very large gifts to the poor. All the people expressed amazement at the greatness and richness of the sacrifice and said that such a sacrifice the world had never seen before. But after the ceremony, there came a little mongoose, half of whose body was golden and the other half brown. He began to roll on the ground on the sacrificial hole. He said to those around, "You are all liars. This is no sacrifice." "What?" they exclaimed. "You say this is no sacrifice? Do you know how many gold coins and jewels were poured out to the poor and every one became rich and happy?" But the mongoose said, "There was once a little village, and in it dwelt a poor Brahmin and his wife, his son and his son's wife. They were very poor and lived on small gifts made to them for their teaching and preaching. There came in that land a 3-year famine, and the poor Brahmin suffered more than ever. At last, when the family had starved for some days, the father brought some flour, which was then cooked and divided into 4 bowls, one for each member of the family. Just as they were about to eat, there was a knock on the door. The father opened it, and there stood a guest. Now in India, the guest is a sacred person. He is regarded as a god for the time being and must be treated as such. So the poor Brahmin said, 'Come in, sir. You are welcome.' He sat before the guest and offered the bowl of his own portion of the food, which the guest quickly ate, and said, 'Oh, sir, you have killed me. I have been starving for the last several days, and this little bit of your food has increased my hunger.' Then the wife said to her husband, 'Give him my share.' But the husband said, 'Not so.' The wife, however, insisted, saying, 'He's a poor man, and it is our duty as a householder to see that he is fed, and it is my duty as a wife to give him my portion.' Then she gave her share to the guest, which he ate, and said that he was still burning with hunger. So the son said, 'Take my portion also. It is the duty of the son to help his father to fulfill his obligations.' The guest ate that, but still remained unsatisfied. So the son's wife gave him her portion also. That was sufficient, and the guest departed, blessing them. That night, those 4 people died of starvation. A few drops of that flour meal had fallen on the floor, and when I rolled my body on them, half of it became golden, as you see. Since then, I'm traveling all over the world, hoping to find another sacrifice like that. But nowhere have I found one like it. Nowhere else the other half of my body turned into gold. That is why I say this is no sacrifice. The idea of charity is indeed going out of India. When I was first learning English, I read an English storybook in which there was a story about a dutiful boy. He went to work, earned some money, and gave part of it to his old mother. This act of his was praised in 3 or 4 pages. No Hindu boy can understand the moral of the story. Now, when in the West, I can understand this Western idea, every man for himself. And some men take everything for themselves, and fathers and mothers and wives and children go to the wall, face financial difficulties. That should never and nowhere be the idea of a householder. Now you can see what Karma Yoga means. Even at the point of death, to help anyone without asking questions. Never boast of your gifts to the poor or expect gratitude, but rather be grateful to them for giving you the occasion of practicing charity to them in the first place. Thus, it is plain that to be an ideal householder is much more difficult than to be an ideal sannyasi. The true life of work is as hard as the true life of renunciation.
गजानन पधारो गजानन पधारो गजानन पधारो गजानन पधारो हम भक्तों का स्नेह निमंत्रण श्रद्धा भाव से तुम्हें आमंत्रण भक्तों का स्नेह निमंत्रण श्रद्धा भाव से तुम्हें आमंत्रण हे देवा स्वीकारो
गजानन पधारो गजानन
आमंत्रण हम भर भक्तों का स्नेह निमंत्रण श्रद्धा भाव से तुम्हें आमंत्रण हे देवा स्वीकारो
गजानन पधारो गजानन
This radio show is supported by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. Call 832-704-9273 or 832-361-0625, and we will take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thanks to you, all artists and producers and publishers, for allowing your productions to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We will meet you next Sunday at 9 a.m. on KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 version, or log into tunein.com or download your application on your smartphone, TuneIn Radio, and search for 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead by the grace of the Lord. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat, and the planet Earth. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
And now it's a Mangalam time. Mangal for the whole universe.
Thank you. Shubha Mangala 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 Ho Shubha Mangala.